we have somebody who said to us, even though you've messed up, I want you to know it's not over. It's not over. You get another chance. We should say he's the God of the second chance. No, he isn't. I'm way past second chance. Amen.
Welcome to Treasure Truth with pastor and author James Ford Jr., senior pastor of the Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us today as we begin a message called What You Looking For. And what a great truth to begin this teaching with, Pastor, the fact that we have a God who is the God of many, many, many second chances. As Amen. You said, man, we're all past a second chance.
Oh, yeah.
So Amen. For the person listening today who says, man, I don't even know why he would want me, but even if I could get to the point of believing that he would want me, I don't know that he could ever use me, because you don't know what I've done, Pastor. I am so messed up. I got so much baggage. You're saying even with that baggage, God can still use us.
Oh, yeah. You know, people say things like, well, when I get my act together, then I'm going to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. You can't get your act together. Jesus died for sinners. And that's like saying, well, as soon as I get well, I'm going to the hospital. I'm going to see the doctor. Well, you don't need to see a doctor if you're well. Even Jesus said that. They who are well don't need a physician. And he was trying to tell the Pharisees, you guys act like you don't have anything wrong with you. That's why you act like you don't need me.
Yeah.
But once you realize that I'm a sinner, Paul said this, I'm the chief of sinners. Well, I wasn't Paul. I had a PhD in sinology. I was a professor. I taught people about sin. And yet he was forgiving and loving. So it really doesn't matter what your issues are. Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we still had the white powder on our nose, Christ died for us. While we were getting out of a bed that was not our own with a person we weren't married to, Christ died for us. While we were lying, cheating, stealing, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so you need to understand that his arms are open. He said, the Son of Man have came to seek and save that which was lost. And so all you have to do is recognize, take yourself to Jesus, wretchedness and all, sin and all. And he says, he who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out.
That's it. Anyone who comes to him, he will
not
turn
away.
All
you need to do now is pick up your phone and dial 888-NEED-HIM.
Yes. That's it right there. Someone ready to talk with you, pray with you, introduce you to Jesus.
Amen.
So I hope that you will act on that. Maybe you know Jesus and you're wondering how might he still use you despite the sin that you're wrestling with. Well, grab the Bible and join us in Jeremiah 29 as we continue. What you looking for? Here's Pastor Ford.
Two men were working at their construction site and the one guy said, oh, I got a ham sandwich today. He looked at his partner and said, what do you have? Partner said, opened it up and said, oh, bologna sandwiches again today. He said, man, I'm tired of bologna sandwich. Monday, it was bologna sandwiches. Tuesday, it was bologna sandwiches. Wednesday, it was bologna sandwiches. Thursday, it was bologna sandwiches. Now today, Friday, bologna sandwiches. So the other guy said, why don't you tell your wife to make you something other than bologna sandwich? Guy said, I ain't married. I made these myself. Yeah, I came to tell you that a lot of the baloney that's in our life, you put it there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You blamed the divorce on your wife. You wanted a summer wife, but you always brought home winter weather. See, you put the baloney in your own life. Yeah, sister, I know it was his fault. Yeah, that you got divorced. That's what you say. But if you would have laid your tongue on the altar, yeah, quiet. You still have a husband. Okay, I hate to get the Bible in this, but Proverbs 21:9, it's better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman. Proverbs 21:19, it's better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. I quoted that from the Bible. Don't be looking at me like that. The Bible said that. God know what he's talking about. The baloney you put in your own life. You're complaining, my parents put me out. Well, don't you think at 35 they need to put you out? I even had some say to me, they say things like, they put me out because I don't have a job. No, you got it wrong, baby Baba. They took you in because you didn't have a job. They put your behind out because they left at 6 a.m. to go to their jobs, called back at 11 a.m., you still in the bed. They left and there weren't any dishes in the sink. And when they came home, there's dishes everywhere. Every TV's on, every radio's on. And you talking about what y'all gonna cook for dinner. Of course they put you out. You put the baloney in your own life. Yeah, them credit cards are maxed out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you crying out, oh God, why did you put me? God ain't put you in that predicament. You put yourself in that predicament. You spent money you didn't have to buy things you didn't need, to amass bills you can't pay, to please people you don't like. And I tell you all the time, there's only three kind of people. Come on, somebody tell me what they are. The haves, the have-nots, and the have-not paid for what they have. Amen. And so that's it. We put the baloney in our own life. How many remember Jay Williams, point guard, 2003 for the Chicago Bulls? Yeah. You remember what happened to him? Yeah, he had a motorcycle accident, and he crushed his pelvis and his left leg. Now, here's the problem with that. When he signed his NBA contract, all players agree you will not own a motorcycle or ride a motorcycle. And so he rode a motorcycle. Now, his contract was null and void because he put the baloney in his own life. Yeah, but the NBA did a caveat thing. They gave him a mulligan. I guess if a president can get a mulligan, then a basketball player can get a mulligan. And you know, if you don't know golf, a mulligan is forgiveness. That's all. That's how we say it as Christians. And so what did they tell him? That if he recovers well, he can come back in the NBA. I saw on December 24th, 2003, an interview on SportsCenter with Jay Williams. And here's what the guy said. He said, you messed up, and what's happening now? And he said, well, I violated my contract, but if I get well, they're going to let me go back into the NBA. And then he held this necklace up, and the interviewer said, what's that? He said, quote, that's a necklace that my coach gave to me. And this is what he said. Jay, when you come back and play for us again, the first practice, I want you to give me back this necklace. Jay Williams went on to say, that necklace gave me hope in the midst of a hopeless situation. That it was a promise that was given to me by my coach. That when I recover, I was welcome back to play with the Chicago Bulls. Well, we know the end of the story. It never happened and all that. But imagine now, he's got this necklace that's like, this is somebody who's greater than I am, who made me a promise. Even though I messed up, I'm going to be restored. Y'all missed that, didn't you? That we have somebody who's just like that coach, but a whole lot greater. We have somebody who said to us, even though you've messed up, I want you to know it's not over. It's not over. You get another chance. And we should say, he's the God of the second chance. No, he isn't. I'm way past second chance. Amen. Anybody with me? Yeah. Has he given you another chance? And then another chance? And then another chance? And then another chance? Isn't God good that if I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness? Don't I have a God who will blot out my sins? Oh, y'all act like y'all ain't got no sins to be blotted out. Well, I'm shouting because I got a whole lot of sins to be blotted out. Sins of commission and sins of omission and sins of disposition. Man, I'm messed up, but thank God Jesus fixes me up. Amen. No, that's the promise that he gave to Israel. You and I, you know it. Here's what we expect. I don't know about you. When you do wrong, don't you expect to pay the piper? Ain't that what they say? You got to pay the piper. What goes around? Yeah, just getting their just Yeah. See, God don't like ugly. It ain't too crazy about. Yeah. But our text today says that's not always true. See, here's the backdrop of what's going on in this text. Israel is in Babylonian captivity, and it's because of their sin against God. I know what you're thinking. What sin did they commit? Read 2 Chronicles chapter 36. I'm not going to take time to go through and list the sins. All I got to say is this. He doesn't talk about their idolatry, and he doesn't talk about their immorality. Guess what he talks about? Their inconsistency. Well, that's deep, because some of y'all were saying, well, I ain't got no immorality. I don't have any idolatry. I bet you got some inconsistencies. They just weren't consistent with what they're giving.
You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford, and I think a lot of us may be convicted by that. You know, there are so many things that God has called us to do, and to do it consistently. Maybe as you've been listening to Pastor Ford's teaching, the consistent, you know, feeding on God's Word has made a difference in your life in some way. Give us your feedback by coming to treasuretruthradio.org and clicking on the contact link. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Ford.
Here's what God said. I'm giving them 70 years of captivity, 1 year for every year they failed to give the land a Sabbath rest. Now, why did God say give the land a Sabbath rest in the seventh year? So that the poor can come and be fed. God said if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. So he gave the poor dignity by having them go in the fields that came up in the seventh year and work for it. So they maintained their dignity and they were able to work for what they were provided with. And Israel didn't do it. Israel called a government shutdown. So now the people can't eat. So what's going on here? And God in the midst of it says, look, I'm going to take care of your mess. Man, praise the Lord. See, some of us are down because we've been let down. Some of us are down because we've been put down. Some of us are down because we've been knocked down. Some of us are down because we've been beat down. But most of us are down because we've been low down. And Israel has been low down. And God says, listen, Israel, it's your fault, but I'm going to take care of the situation. I'm so glad that I have a God that takes care of me even when I ain't looking out for myself. I'm so glad that I have a God who's faithful to me when I'm not faithful to him. I'm so glad I've got a God that when I'm knocked down, he don't step on me, he picks me up. I'm so glad that I got a God that blots out my sin and puts it in the depth of the sea. I'm so glad that I've got a God that knows everything about me, but still loves me unconditionally. I'm so glad that I've got a God who loves me even though I'm not lovable, who gives me mercy that I don't deserve, who gives me grace and peace. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that Jesus knows all about my struggles. He will come when the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No, not one. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Pick me up, turn me around, put my feet on solid ground. You ought to give him praise and glory in the house of the Lord. Somebody ought to just thank God for his forgiveness. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. Yeah. Yeah, instead of pointing the finger, he pointing the way. Amen. And that's what he's doing in this text. Because he steps up for us when everybody else steps out on us. And let me just say this. I ain't said this morning because I got too excited to look at my notes. But come up close, let me whisper it. I'm so glad that he's God and you're not. Anybody else like me? Yeah. And so here in verse 11 is the hinge of the entire pericope. All the way through, he's telling them how to make the best out of your own mess. But verse 11 is the hinge that holds everything together. I'm not going to read the whole thing, just verse 11. He says, listen, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, to bring you to an expected end. Wow, what a promise. Here's what he says. It's the old Bill Bright. God has a wonderful plan for your life. That's the theme. And so there's four aspects of his plan. Now, you're going to have to bear with me. Why do we have to bear with you, Pastor Ford? Because most people don't come to church on Sunday morning for Bible study. But I'm a Bible teacher. And when I looked at this passage, I couldn't help but put together a Bible study. So if you'll just hold up for a little bit, I'm going to go ahead and have Bible study. And then once I finish it, then I'll come back and preach the sermon. All right? All right, so if you want to fall asleep, you got about 4 minutes. Now watch this. This is powerful because here it is. Here's the four aspects. He says, I want to tell you about the knowledge of the plan I have for your life. Then he talks about the key to the plan that I have for your life. Then he talks about the kind of plan that he has for your life. Then he talks about the keeping of the plan for your life. Now watch this. When he talks about the knowledge, I know, he's talking about the decisions about our lives. God is saying, I know how to direct your life. I'm the only one that can tell you how to make the right choices. That's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him. He will direct your path. So then he says, the key to the plan, that's the details of your life. The kind of plan, that's the directions for your life, and the keeping of the plan, that's the destinations to your life. So God says, I have the knowledge of the plan, the key to the plan, the kind of plan, the keeping of the plan. So then the decisions, the details, the directions, and the destinations, I got all of that covered. So what is that, God? Well, the knowledge of the plan, the decisions about our lives, that's the sovereignty of God over our lives. The key to the plan, the details of my life, that's the strength of God for my life. The kind of plan, the directions for my life, that's the sufficiency of God in my life. I don't need anything because I got God. Then the keeping of the plan, the destinations to my life, that's the sustaining of God to my life. So then here's what God does. In verse 11, we have four attributes of God that got us covered. Say, what are they? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you now. I know the knowledge of the plan, that's God's omniscience. He knows everything. So he's saying, you don't know, take a chill pill, because I know. I know what you don't know. I know what you can't know. So when you don't know, why are you going to the pastor, Big Mama, all these people? How come you don't just make the shortest distance between getting the information you want by getting on your knees and talking to your God? Then notice his omnipotence. Then his omnigoodness. I just made that up. And then his omnipresence. So here's what God says. I got a wonderful plan. Let me tell you why it's wonderful. Because first of all, it includes my person. Second of all, it includes my power. Third of all, it includes my provision. Fourth of all, it includes my pleasure. What else could you want? Okay, now you can wake up. I'm getting ready to preach. Notice then, I know the thoughts. This is what he says. The knowledge of God's will for your life is known by God alone. It's an emphatic. Somebody tell me real quick, what's emphatic? I and I alone. In other words, God says he's the only one that has full knowledge of where you're going and how you're going to get there. Now, I don't know whether or not you take relief in that, because we people, we always got to know. Well, how does it, you know, but how many of you will admit that if God told you some of the stuff you had to go through to get to where he was taking you, you never would have come out of your crib. I never would have left Pittsburgh. If I known, am I right, Sugar Bay? We'd have never left. You better get somebody else. We got to go through all that just to get here. Deuteronomy 29, 29 says this, the secret thing belongeth to the Lord, but those things that are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. The secret thing, God is the only one that knows. But how are you going to know? He'll tell you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 9 through 11 says the Holy Ghost is the only one that knows anything, but he reveals it to us. So God will whisper in our ear, go here, go there, do this, do that. I love this. Why? Because I'm in a mess that I made. I put the baloney in my life, and God is saying, you're in a mess, and you can't make sense of it, but I can. You're in a mess, and you don't even know how it's going to work together for good through those who love the Lord, but I do. So what do you have to do? I've got to stick with God. Okay. Here we go, here we go. It's a Hebrew parable. This thing powerful. I'm going to shout myself because I know anybody else is going to shout with me. But anyway, here's the Hebrew parable. Hebrew parable says, God is the light. And it says, prosperity is the shadow. So here's the parable. It says, walk toward the light. And as you walk toward the light, when you get close to the light, what happens? More light engulfs you. But what happens behind you? There's a shadow. So what's the light? What's the shadow? Prosperity. As you move toward the light, prosperity follows you. Now, in Pentecostal church, they be jumped up and down, D. But here's how it goes. But if you turn your back on the light and start chasing the shadow, you never catch it. You never catch it. In other words, there are too many people who want the full benefits of being with Jesus, but only want to be with Jesus part-time.
Well, as Pastor Ford is pointing out, it doesn't work that way, does it? Good to be reminded of that sometimes, though. You're listening to a message called What You Looking For from Jeremiah 29. And we'll continue this teaching next time on the broadcast. If you want to make sure you don't miss the program, come to our website right now, sign up and podcast the program. That way you won't miss any future broadcast. Come to treasuretruthradio.org and you can sign up there. You can also listen online if that's easier. You can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. And we'll link you to the Moody Radio app. That's another way to listen on the go whenever it fits your schedule. And not only can you listen to Treasure Truth through the Moody Radio app, but other programs produced by Moody Radio and streaming music stations. And not too long ago, we released a new version of the app. So if you've not checked it out recently, maybe you've had it for a while, you've not opened it, go ahead and do that and take a look at what's new. And if you don't have the app, you can go get it by going to your favorite app store, like the iOS App Store or Google Play, or we'll simply link you to it when you come to our website. Again, it's treasuretruthradio.org. You know, it truly is through your giving and your support that we're able to bring you Pastor Ford's teaching, whether it's through the app, by podcasting, online, or through the radio. So if you're giving and supporting this ministry, thank you for doing that. If you've not given a gift, or if it's been a while, you can give online today by coming to treasuretruthradio.org and clicking on the donate button. That's treasuretruthradio.org and click on donate. Thanks for doing that and for listening. Thanks also to our producers, Amy Rios and Ryan McConaughey. For Pastor Ford, I'm Steve Hiller. Treasure Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.